Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette continues to be plagued by thefts from storage units. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department received yet another report of a burglary at a storage unit, this time at the Packaway Storage on East Collins Road. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, on Friday at around 11:45 a.m., a 22-year-old man reported his storage unit had been broken into and multiple items were missing. The man believes the theft took place sometime between June 1st and June 23rd. He estimated he was missing around $10,300 in property. Some of the missing items included a MQ power generator valued at $5,000, a multi-power generator worth $2,500, a Bromag whacker packer valued at $1,500, two DeWalt drills at $300, and 300 miscellaneous hand tools valued around $1,000. Wasson said there are currently no suspects in the case and the investigation is ongoing. Wyoming Department of Corrections announces death of a Wyoming inmate in Iowa. A Wyoming inmate, Scott Bailey, who was housed in the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison, Iowa, died on Friday, June 23, 2023, according to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Corrections. Bailey was convicted of first-degree murder in the 4th Judicial District Court in Sheridan County, Wyoming, by Judge McEwen on November 29, 1982. Bailey was born in Minnesota on December 4, 1960. In 1984, Bailey was transferred to a Minnesota prison at his own request from the Wyoming State Penitentiary. In 1985, he was returned to Wyoming after he murdered another inmate in Minnesota. Upon Bailey's return to the state, the warden of the Wyoming State Prison assigned him to a maximum security unit, segregating him from the prisoner's general population. The warden said he had been segregated for administrative reasons involving safety of the prison employees and other inmates. Bailey was housed at the Iowa State Penitentiary at the time of his death after he received a compassionate transfer in 2014. Per Wyoming Department of Corrections policy, an autopsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. Wyoming Department of Corrections does not release protected health information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.